Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, The Word No Made Me Into a Billionaire. And this video discusses the story of the man who made Starbucks into a success. So it goes back all the way to his childhood and tells us a bit about that, and then ends up telling us about how he got interested in this business and how it ended up becoming an international success. Personally, I find it really interesting to hear the stories of entrepreneurs or business people who were passionate about something and made their business a success. And if you are too, then you can go ahead and take a look at that video. But for now, let's get into our sentence. I fell in love with what they created and the passion they had for something that was overlooked. For 1 year, I called, I asked, I nagged, and I visited, asking them to let me join their team. So in this sentence, the owner of Starbucks is talking about when he first discovered the company. So it was originally owned by other people, and he said that he fell in love with what these people had created. So this cafe or this coffee company that they had created, and he really admired the passion that they had for coffee because he thought it was overlooked. Not many people knew about coffee or were interested in coffee at that time. And he really wanted to join their team. So he did all these things to try to convince them. He called them, he asked them, he visited them many times. All right, so let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. I fell in love with what they created and the passion they had for something that was overlooked. For 1 year, I called, I asked, I nagged, and I visited, asking them to let me join their team. All right, let's look at our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is passion. Passion is a noun, and it is a strong feeling. It's kind of an excitement for something or about doing something. So in our sentence, they had passion for coffee, but you could also say something like, my passion is writing, or I have a passion for writing. And the next word is related to passion, and it is passionate. So passionate is the adjective form of passion. So it means having or showing strong emotions or beliefs about something. So you could say something like, I'm passionate about writing. So as you can see, there are several ways to use these two words to express a similar thought. We already had three here. So we had, my passion is writing, I have a passion for writing, or I'm passionate about writing. And these all mean the same thing. All right, our next word is overlook. Overlook is a verb, and it means to fail to see or notice something, or to pay no attention to something. So you could say something like, the writer overlooked a mistake in the article. So that would mean that that writer didn't notice a mistake in the article. They didn't see it. They didn't pay attention to it. Our next word is another word that starts with over, and it is oversee. So oversee means to watch over and direct something like an activity or a group of workers. And they're watching over that thing to make sure that a job is done correctly. So you could say something like, as the event director, Amy oversees a team of 20 volunteers. So Amy watches over, she directs this team of 20 volunteers, and she makes sure that they are all doing their jobs correctly. All right, and our next word is also a word that starts with over, and it is overhear. So to overhear means to hear something that was said to another person by accident. So you could say something like, I overheard Mark talking to the new employee when I passed by the meeting room. So when you overhear something, you don't mean to hear it. You're not secretly trying to listen to that conversation. you just happen to be in the area or you happen to pass by somewhere and you hear people talking. All right, the next word is nag. Nag is a verb and it means to annoy someone by often complaining about their behavior or something else about them. Or it could also be that they keep telling you to do things, so they're ordering you around or they're requesting you to do things and it's just annoying. So an example sentence would be, my mom always nags me. A lot of people say that their moms nag them. They tell them to clean their rooms. They tell them that they should go to bed earlier, that they should stop using their phone all the time. So this kind of thing would be considered nagging. And nag can also be used as a noun. So you can say that someone is a nag. So for example, you could say, my mom is such a nag. But be careful, you shouldn't actually say this to your mothers. Be respectful. This is just one example that I think many people will relate to. All right, our next word is hound. Hound is a verb and it's something very similar to nag. So it means to chase or bother someone or something in a constant or determined way. So you could say something like, I wish my manager would stop hounding me about that report. If I said that, that would mean that my manager was constantly telling me I should get that report done, and they were very forceful or determined in the way that they said that. So I thought that they were hounding me about that report. All right, and the next word is another word related to nag and hound, and it is nitpick. So to nitpick means to criticize someone for tiny faults or tiny mistakes that are of little importance. So if you thought that someone kept criticizing you, kept telling you that you were making these mistakes, but you thought that these mistakes were not a big deal, they're just small things, and there's really no need to point them out all the time, it's just annoying and unnecessary, you could tell them there's no need to nitpick. All right, those are all of our vocabulary words. So let's read our sentence one more time. I fell in love with what they created and the passion they had for something that was overlooked. For 1 year, I called, I asked, I nagged, and I visited, asking them to let me join their team. Okay, that's all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, what do you have a passion for? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.